Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
What I'd say is the problem we have right now, if we're all just brutally honest about it, and you need to be, and Double Pass outlines it, the level of football education that we're delivering to our best players is not good enough, and it's far from good enough.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on off the ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18 plus gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Wednesday night's football show. There's lots to discuss in the world of women's football, from the FAI Cup final this weekend to a women's national team squad announcement today. Kathleen McNamee is with me in studio. Evening, Kathleen.
Good evening.
What was your favourite retirement of the last fortnight?
Oh, I have to give it to Karen Duggan,
right.
I have to say.
Okay.
Considering the fact that I've worked on the Koi Gig pod with her for 4 years now in November. I also thought it was kind of very apt that it was our 160th episode that she announced her retirement on and talked about it, but she's just been such a important figure in the league. I think you could see it in all the tributes that were paid for her to her from everyone, from Katie McCabe to Louise Quinn to, you know, Scarlett Heron, who is also on the podcast with us, had a really lovely story about when she was 16 and she started playing with P-Mount and how she was just in utter awe of Karen and how she was a leader in that squad. But there's so many that you could pay tribute to within the league. You know, Anya Gorman, Rihanna Jarrett, Kylie Murphy, obviously Megan Campbell yesterday as well, another stalwart figure within the game. So there's a lot going there, but I'm going to let my personal bias give it to Karen.
Were you surprised that Megan Campbell retired?
Not particularly.
Right.
I think she's struggled for minutes a lot over the last couple of seasons. She's obviously had her own issues with injury, and I assume there was a conversation between her and the national setup, and also just getting back into a squad, and it kind of seemed like the right time for her to maybe take a step back. And I thought it was interesting, of all the international retirements that we've seen over the last couple of months or year or so, her statement was by far the longest and the most detailed in terms of what football had given her. And for a player that has had so much trouble over the years with injury, it was a very glowing report of what the impact that football had on her life. And I was like, that's brilliant that she can stand back now after all that time and reflect on it in such a good way.
There's probably a good avenue for a lot of these players to give back to the next generation of players as well. I mean, I presume you get good coaching vibes off doing a podcast with Karen all the time. You'd imagine Megan Campbell has that prospect as well.
Definitely, I would think so. And I think what you see now with the way the international setup is that there's a lot more opportunities for these players to start their coaching badges while they're actually still playing. There's a lot more opportunities to get involved, and whether it's a grassroots situation or, you know, Carla Ward talked a lot about it whenever she came in wanting to keep some of that senior experience in and around the team. So that's potentially something that we're going to see in the next coming months, hopefully, if we manage to beat Belgium in the playoffs and qualify for Ligue 1 again. But you don't want to have the likes of Megan Campbell, Louise Quinn, Julianne Russell, any of those sort of players going, even the likes of Anya Gorman, and that's just it, that they just go into the ether and we never see or hear from them again. You want them to be consistently in those squads and giving their, I suppose, knowledge to the next generation.
She has started her coaching journey with Bolton, Megan yeah. Campbell, so let's watch out for their long throw-in tactics coming imminently. You mentioned the Belgium playoff, the promotion relegation fixtures, they're upcoming. That's why we had a squad announcement today. So Belgium, the home fixture, is first up on Friday, the bank holiday weekend, voting day in the presidential election.
Big day for the women of Ireland.
Big day for the women of Ireland. A referendum on more than one thing, potentially. So that's October 24th at the Aviva Stadium. And then the reverse fixture is 4 days later in Leuven. Will this actually count towards Ireland's chances of qualifying for the World Cup?
Yeah, so it basically will, much the same as with the Euros being in League A, just gives you more opportunities to qualify for the World Cup. So it's important. I mean, I think there's a big understanding that if we do qualify for League A again, the chances of qualifying through that route are slim to none, essentially, but I suppose you never know. I mean, we did have that great result against France when we were in Ligue 1 the last time, but it just means that there's more playoff options and there's more.
An easier playoff,
yeah,
so to speak. I know they lost the playoff last time, but it could have been a tougher task than Wales if they were in Ligue B.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think as well, in terms of where this team are at, you know, it would be a massive confidence boost because they've quite obviously been a team very, very low in confidence in the last couple of games that we've seen them play. I don't think we've really bounced back at all from that Wales defeat or from missing out in the Euros in general. So I think a result against Belgium would, A, be great for the potential qualification to the World Cup, but B, also just to help this team get back on their feet a little bit.
We're going to have a 100th cap most likely for Katie McCabe. She's on 98 at the moment. If she plays both of these games, she'll become a centurion. We've got no Courtney Brosnan.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah.
Like, largely to be expected. She hasn't played the last three or four games for Everton. Everton have been very, very coy about what the injury actually is. Brian Sorensen, their manager, had just said knee injury, which is, especially in the women's game, never something you want to hear because knee injuries can be incredibly difficult to come back from. And also Everton signed an emergency loan goalkeeper a couple of weeks ago, and that's not really the sort of thing you do when you expect someone to come back soon. So while it's a massive blow, it is an unexpected blow. I think it's going to be hard. We've only played without Courtney once in the last 42 games that we've played, and that was a game against Georgia last year when she was suspended. So we don't really know what this team is without her leadership and without her between the sticks. So that's going to be a really interesting set up and see what way Carla Ward does go with that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
So given the context of this playing towards the next major competition in Ireland's hopes of qualifying for it, this is the beginning of the next World Cup qualification campaign, essentially, and this is the point to which Carla Ward is contracted. So she's 0-1 in terms of qualifying for major tournaments. Now she's got to qualify for the tougher one for her to get a contract extension and for her to be kept on, I'd imagine. There's probably a middle ground, to be fair. You could go down heroically in a playoff and Ireland could play well, for example, but you'd imagine they need to qualify for the World Cup for her to get green lit, because it feels that the jury's still out on Carla Ward.
Yeah, I think the jury definitely still is out on her tenure so far. I think people expected her to come in and maybe change things up a little bit. She tended to do that a little bit whenever she first came in, and it was very obvious that that was not going to work well for the team, and it led to us getting absolutely hammered. But since then, it feels like there's been maybe a slight reluctance to change even smaller things and slowly bring the team to a different place. Now, the last time we were talking to her, she was saying it is a process and you only have so much time with players. But I suppose if you look at that squad that she's brought in today, there's no surprises in there. You can probably give a good guess as to what the team is that's going to line out. There's question marks over the bringing in the likes of Ruscha Littlejohn, even though she has, whenever she's put a green jersey on, she's given her all for the team and at times has actually been one of our best players over the last couple of months. But she's played very, very few minutes so far this year. What's she going to do when it comes to the goalkeepers? Is she going to give the likes of Jessu, who's just coming back into play after a really bad ACL, her second ACL injury, an opportunity? It's hard to know. So I think it'll be the opportunities that she gives to the likes of Jessu and Jamie Finn that'll be interesting to me. Or if she'll start playing Caitlin Hayes. She's never been a massive fan of her, and I thought she was pretty much a nailed-on person under Eileen Gleeson. Will she start to make those changes, or will she kind of rely on her tried and tested that hasn't performed all that well over the last couple of windows?
It kind of feels as if the players that you've named there, if we're pinning our hopes on those players being transformative for Ireland, it might be a little bit overambitious. Like, is there a ceiling now that we've realised what this team can do? Or the thought is that this team and the squad in this era has peaked already.
Yeah, I think that is definitely the feeling. I have said for a long time that I think Jessu, if she can stay fit, and obviously she's coming back from an ACL, so like we're not totally sure what sort of form she is totally peaked at just yet. I always think she could have been a transformative player for Ireland. I think when you watched her in the Ligue 1 games earlier in the year, or like last year against the likes of England, her play, her forward thinking, it's just, we don't have a football brain like her on the team that's at that age. You know, you would say you're Kenny McCabe's, you're Denise O'Sullivan's, yes, definitely. But I do think that is the sort of level that Jessu can hit if she can remain fit, because consistently she was someone who was providing us with goal-scoring opportunities. Her crosses into the box were brilliant, and her runs were brilliant. So someone like her, potentially down the line, but I don't think we have the same cohort there anymore that we had whenever we qualified for the World Cup, which is unfortunate, and it's not to say that players won't come through over the next while, but it's just, I think we're really missing the fact that we don't have that age group in between the 19s and the senior squad to give our players an opportunity to play at international level more consistently and not have to go straight into the senior setup, not having to go straight to England to develop those sort of characteristics that you need to be a successful senior side, especially as more and more countries are getting more and more advanced in terms of how they are playing. And then as well, you have to look at Belgium. They're coming in off of Euros that, while it didn't end exactly how they wanted, there was some really interesting performances for them in there. But they do also have an aging cohort of players. You know, Janice Kamen and Tessa Villars, who would be considered their two iconic players, are both 32 and 37. So there is an opportunity there that if you can shut down those players, then maybe we can get something from these games.
Carla Ward wasn't there today. She missed the announcement due to a family emergency. So assistant head coach Alan Mahan was in front of the media. Is there some suggestion previous to today that Carla Ward might have been at some domestic games and has been appearing as a pundit on Sky Sports?
Yeah, there's been a few grumblings around the place that she hasn't really appeared at a lot of the games here domestically, and that she did a big round of media over in England whenever the WSL started back. I think in particular, and obviously we don't know, like she couldn't make today due to a family emergency, so maybe this extended into the past weekend, we don't know, but I think there was a bit of annoyance from the Irish side that she wasn't there to see Athlone lift the trophy at the weekend or hadn't appeared in any of those games. Now, she has brought in two players from the league to train with the side, and I know previously, having talked to her, she has said, it's not that I'm not watching, I have people around me. You know, there's Al Mahan's in there, Emma Byrne is obviously part of the coaching staff, there's lots of other staff in there who they all kind of take turns to go to different games and see different people. But I think whenever you're the head coach of a national side, you do kind of have to show up for those big moments, and especially considering the season that Athlone have had, you know, in the cup final this weekend, won the league with a few games to go, went on that run in Europe, even though it wasn't totally successful for them, was still quite impressive considering everything that was going on with their managerial situation at the time. I think those are the moments you show up for, and you kind of, you throw your face behind it, even if you're not going to necessarily pick someone from the squad to come into the team.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. FA.TC.
Let's talk a little bit about the FAI Cup final then on Sunday. It's Athlone versus Bowes. Athlone have had a brilliant season, as you've mentioned. We'll hear from the Athlone camp here. Kelly Brady, the Athlone striker, who's actually part of the... He's going to train with the squad, basically, before this doubleheader against Belgium. Our Ben Symes was out speaking to her before the squad announcement this morning. Have a listen.
You know, just when you're younger, you're in a bunch of different sports. So I would definitely say the fitness of Gaelic football definitely translated over to soccer. And, you know, just you have to be overall athletic just to play Gaelic football too. So, you know, yeah, it definitely translated over.
Have you tried your hand out of playing here since you came back?
I mean, not since I came over and played in the Fela, like when I was like 14. I would love to play, but, you know, I'll have to have a chat with some people about that.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of a battle for your toys, whether it's Westmeath or and whoever it is in the Midlands that are looking for you. You're obviously got Irish background. Mm-hmm. Carla Ward's named our squad here today. Is there something that's in the back of your mind, maybe a potential of playing for Ireland down the line in the future?
Yeah, there's always that hope. But, you know, whenever they think I'm ready, whenever, you know, I get called up, I hope I'm ready for it, you know. Carla Ward has been looking more into the league, I'm sure. So, yeah, there's always that little hope for a call-up. And, you know, you want to play at the highest level you can just to be under the eyes of, like, the senior team, you know. But to know that Carla Ward is now, you know, taking this league into consideration is very important, you know, and I think the factors of, like, maybe girls prefer it here and prefer to stay home and play in this league rather than going overseas.
What did she know?
I know. That's what we were talking about there. I feel like she did know that little bit at the end that Carla yes. Ward is taking or paying attention to the league. But apart from that, she was doing a very good job of leading Ben down a different path of, you know, maybe someday I'll get there.
Yeah. So she's one of two home-based players selected. So you've got Shamrock Rovers defender Maria Reynolds also in there. So they're going to go for training sessions following yeah. the
which is like pretty normal thing to do. There's been a fair few players called in to, like, Katie Keane, I think, has been in there before, who's got a senior call up just to train with the squad. Kelly there was actually one of the ones that Karen said on Koi Gig the other night that she thought she could be one of the players to potentially get a call up from the league, so unsurprising that she was picked.
Let's play one last clip here. Here's John Sullivan, the Athlone manager.
Funds, resources, planning, collaboration, the whole lot of it with communities and businesses around you and potentially the football organisations above us. I believe it will happen in the near future. When, I don't know. That is one of the main steps that will help women's football. But I think there are a lot of other areas we can help women's football, and people are doing it right now on grassroots level. You know, we need to increase accessibility to grassroots level clubs, in with such clubs as ourselves and everyone at WNL. Let them see what the next level looks like. Let them aspire to be the next level. You know, open door policies where coaches, players can come up and down and in and out and constantly ask questions and consistently educate coaches. And I believe the FA are doing a very good job at that. And the game has progressed and improved. You can see it for sure when you go watch a Women's National League game. It's improved over the last couple of years, and I strongly believe it will continue to improve.
So this is Tala Sunday, 3 o'clock.
Hopefully better weather conditions than last year.
Oh yeah.
It was absolutely horrendous wind. I don't know how Athlone didn't really play in it at all. Shells put 6 goals past them, so they'll definitely have a bit of a ghost on their backs going into this weekend.
Can Bowes cause an upset?
I mean, there's always a potential for it. Like, magic of the cup, you don't know what will happen, but I do think Athlone are just riding very high at the moment in terms of the season they had. I know they fell off a little bit once they had actually won the league. They lost to Piemont the week after they secured the title, but I think considering everything, they will want to go for the double this year. I think for Bowes, it's very much going to be trying to quieten down the likes of Shine, Kelly Brady, Gibson as well. And if they can do that, then there's every potential. We saw them against Piemont at the weekend. You know, that was a chaotic game where both sides scored 3 goals. So they have the ability there to get goals if they want. It's just whether they can hold Athlone back.
Right. Enjoy it on Sunday, Kathleen, and I'm sure we'll be catching up before that doubleheader against Belgium in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break back after these.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.